Government shutdown could cost U.S. economy $14 billion. CBO. The government shutdown could cost the U.S. economy up to $14 billion. A new analysis said on October 29. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, writing in a letter to House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington, estimated the economic impact of the government shutdown, now in its 29th day. Real gross domestic product will be lower in the fourth quarter than it would have been without the closure, the budget watchdog said. Depending on the length of the shutdown, the annualized real GDP growth rate will be reduced by 1 to 2 percentage points. While most of the decline will be recovered, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that between $7 billion and $14 billion will not be recovered. The effects of the shutdown on the economy are uncertain. Those effects depend on decisions made by the administration throughout the shutdown. In addition, how federal employees and contractors respond to the delay in compensation is uncertain, the letter stated. Federal outlays are expected to fall by $33 billion if the shutdown ends this week. That figure rises to $54 billion if the impasse lasts 6 weeks, and to $74 billion if it continues through late November. The estimates are mainly due to delayed spending for supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits, postponed compensation for approximately 650,000 furloughed employees, and paused contracts and advisory services. Economic activity at the end of 2025 will be lower as a result of the shutdown, the Congressional Budget Office said. Real GDP will rebound when federal funding resumes, with most of the foregone output made up in the future. By the first quarter of 2026, real GDP growth will rebound by as much as 3.1 percentage points after federal funding resumes. The following quarter is also forecast to remain positive. Under all three shutdown scenarios, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and 8 weeks, economic activity will return to what it would have been without the shutdown after 2026. Arrington urged his Democratic colleagues to reopen the government. Democrats are playing politics, and the American people are paying the price, he said in an October 29 news release. Even the independent, nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office confirmed the economy will lose 1% in growth because of the Schumer shutdown. For hardworking families, that means higher unemployment, lower wages, and less money in their pockets. But Senate Democrats say GOP lawmakers are the ones who are avoiding efforts to reopen the government. Republicans are boycotting negotiations and boycotting Washington until they could just do the easy thing and sit down and talk with us about how to get this done. But they think Donald Trump is a king, Senator Chris Murphy told reporters. The latest report comes after the White House estimated that the economy could lose $15 billion in lost output for each week the government is shut down. A prolonged government shutdown could pose downside risks to fourth quarter real GDP growth, according to economists at Oxford Economics. They estimated that a shutdown trims growth by as much as 0.2 percentage points per week. For context, a shutdown that lasts the entire quarter, which has never occurred, would reduce Q4 real GDP growth by 1.2 PPTS, 2.4 PPTS, Oxford Economics said earlier this month. Impasse on Capitol Hill. Republican lawmakers have suggested they would be willing to negotiate with their Democratic colleagues over Affordable Care Act subsidies, but have rejected proposals to attach them to the continuing resolution. The continuing resolution has failed 13 times in the Senate. After meeting with Republicans in the upper chamber, Vice President J.D. Vance told reporters that 5 more reasonable Democrats are needed to reopen the government. If the Democrats just opened up the government, then we wouldn't have to play this game where we're trying to find and we're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole with the budget, because we have such limited numbers to spread around very widely, Vance said. The American Federation of Government Employees, the largest union of government workers with more than 800,000 members, urged senators to pass a clean continuing resolution and end the shutdown immediately. No half measures and no gamesmanship. Put every single federal worker back on the job with full back pay, today, Everett Kelly, the organization's president, said in a statement on October 27. But Senator Tim Kaine says the union would not be pleased if Democrats reached a deal with the GOP and then have Trump fire a bunch of people. I know these folks very well, and they would not forgive us for doing a deal that would allow them to be fired next week, Kaine told reporters. We've got to get a deal that Donald Trump will follow. Some lawmakers, including Senator Andy Kim, are blaming the president and GOP leaders for refusing to negotiate. "It'd be easier if they actually just sit down and negotiate with us," he told reporters. Trump is in South Korea and will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit to iron out a trade framework between the two nations.